This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, on Monday said he believed Russia will not be willing to negotiate while it's still trying to win the war in Ukraine, adding he was, quote, not optimistic about what could happen in the conflict this summer. Borrell's comments came the same day Russia said its military had hit Ukrainian air bases and Ukrainian forces shelled industrial facilities inside Russia as both sides sought the upper hand ahead of what Kyiv hopes will be a decisive counteroffensive. Russia has issued an arrest warrant for a U.S. senator, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Russia wants to arrest Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina after what he said about the war in Ukraine. Graham met with Ukraine's President Zelensky on Friday. Zelensky's office later released an edited video in which Senator Graham says the Russians are dying and describes U.S. military assistance to Ukraine as the best money we've ever spent. Senator Graham appears to have made the remarks at different times in the conversation, but the short video by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other. It caused outrage in Russia. The Russian Interior Ministry then issued the arrest warrant. I'm Rita Foley.
The head of the UN Refugee Agency said on Monday estimates that about 1 million people might flee Sudan by October might be conservative, and the conflict risks increasing people trafficking and spreading weapons across a fragile region. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi.
In a relatively short period of time, we have reached already in excess of 350,000. Doesn't seem to stop.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Gay activists in Uganda are calling for a repeal of the Anti-Homosexuality Act signed into law Monday. Halima Athumani has the story from Kampala.
The new law calls for up to 20 years in prison for promoting homosexuality and life imprisonment for anyone convicted of homosexuality. The law also imposes a death penalty for what it calls aggravated homosexuality. This includes having sex with people categorized as vulnerable, including the elderly and children. Any Ugandan who does not report such cases is liable on conviction to spend 5 years in prison or pay a fine of 10 million Ugandan shillings, about $2,680. Halima Othmani for VA News, Kampala.
Turkey's lira hit fresh record lows against the dollar on Monday, though stocks rallied after President Tayyip Erdogan secured victory in Sunday's presidential election, extending his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade. Erdogan prevailed despite years of economic turmoil. Critics blame on his unorthodox economic policies, which the opposition had pledged to reverse. North Korea has notified neighboring Japan it plans to launch a satellite in the coming days. Experts claim Pyongyang is attempting to put its first military reconnaissance satellite into orbit. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Japan's defense minister Yasukazu Amada says he's ordered the self-defense force to shoot down the satellite if it enters Japanese territory. Japan's Coast Guard says it received a notice from North Korean authorities that the launch window was from May 31 until June 11, and that the launch may affect waters in the Yellow Sea, East China Sea, and east of the Philippines' Luzon Island. The Coast Guard has issued a safety warning for ships in the area due to the risk of falling debris. North Korea's satellite launch plan comes amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives on Monday laid plans to advance a debt ceiling deal with Democratic President Joe Biden starting Tuesday, with the aim of passing it through Congress before the U.S. government runs out of money early next week. The House Rules Committee said it would take up the agreement on Tuesday afternoon, which could clear the way for a vote by the Republican-controlled chamber. The package also must pass the Democratic-controlled Senate before Biden can sign it into law. The U.S. Treasury Department says the United States could default on its obligations as soon as June 5th if Congress does not act. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.